Did you verify Dr. Cunningham's room is available and reserved for him?
Well, it's confirmed from Trista, but no, I haven't talked to Trista today yet, so I need to call her again tomorrow. She didn't return the call yet to find out what's going on. It's in the system, but there's something that's a miscommunication.
I am hearing that the Rio Hotel is filling up for that weekend.
Oh, cool. Okay. People can hear us, by the way. If anyone gets on early.
All right, then no dirty talk, okay?
No dirty talk. Stop talking dirty to me, David.
Hello.
That's a boner killer.
Hey, Greg. Hey, this is good because I can do the test of the recording again.
Yeah, he was talking dirty to me again.
Oh, well, you know, we can never have enough dirty talk recordings.
Those little quickies.
Well, is this gender specific or can we all play?
We can all play.
Dr. Cunningham, how are you, sir?
Hey, I'm good. I heard you weren't going to be available tonight. Couldn't keep away, huh?
I wouldn't miss this for anything, Mark. It is my honor to be listening in. The correct thing to say is I have no role in tonight's teleseminar. That's
right.
This is you and Heather Ann's show.
Uh-huh.
I am anxiously awaiting to hear this. I've been looking forward to this.
Well, I can't wait to hear what I'm going to say either. So are you excited about the weekend?
You know, I was just going to say, I am so geeked about this weekend. It's going to be a riot.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fantastic. And I am going to be just beaming proud that you will be attending my seminar. It is such an honor for me to be standing up there and sharing what I teach guys and for you to be hearing it. I'm just beaming proud about that.
Well, I'll just sit back in the rear like Buddha and just bless you as you go. How's that?
Yeah, well, be sure to rivet me with challenging questions.
Okay. I was thinking more about having Heather rub my Buddha belly and make a wish.
Ooh, I rub your Buddha belly. What do I get if I rub your Buddha belly?
Pretty much what you might expect.
Buddha belly.
Oh, the insinuations that could fly with that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Craig, is the call muted or is it online?
Anybody else is muted. Those of us who have the moderator code are unmuted.
Okay.
Well, is it muted in the sense of they can't hear or they can't speak?
They can't speak.
Ah.
Yeah, but everybody's listening to this comedic show.
It's kind of a comedy, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's the fun of it. Well, David, I wanted to tell you that you've got a lot of interesting people coming, and I haven't met most of them, so this is going to be kind of cool for me. Look at all these young studs of the seduction community.
Yeah, this is correct. Very bright stars in the seduction community. And I told them to hold their reins back and to concentrate just on the subject of relationships. It does happen to be that the guys that I have invited, they do have very specific skills in the form of relationship. And a lot of these pickup guys, you'll find out they actually have long-term serious girlfriends themselves.
That's the downside of a technique that works.
Exactly. It's not the kind of public that they want to display, but actually they do have long-term serious relationships, and I really do admire some of their very specific skills in it. Also, about half of the crowd that's there are single guys interested in meeting more women, so they're definitely interested in products and services that these guys are offering in the way of seduction. And part of what I do is I recommend people to my clients for things that I don't teach. I don't teach anything about seduction, but I can highly recommend the right people, and they're going to be there, and these guys are going to have access directly to those people. But
right.
At the seminar, their context will be limited to what they apply in context of a relationship, and they actually are quite skilled in that area. And a number of them themselves are quite skilled, masterful lovers themselves, and have been big-time fans of David Shade's manual for many years.
Uh-huh.
So it's natural that they fit in. But I'm truly honored that the man who I learned all this from, my hero and mentor, Mr. Major Mark, is going to be there speaking. So
that's very flattering. Well, we'll just have to try to avoid the situation where the younger members of the crowd are watching me speak. They're going, holy cow, a dinosaur that talks.
I'm going to try not to go into trance when you're talking.
Yeah, Heather and I were talking about that earlier today. I told her if you tried to call time on me, I'd just give you your trigger and just keep going.
Exactly. But I know you're going to get a kick out of going to my seminar and listen to me talk about the touch here, touch there stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Which you've called it, what I teach, and that's so very true.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely small time compared to the stuff that you teach.
Oh, please, please. It's just different. And everybody has a different entry point to come into this. And some guys are saying, actually a lot of young people, and Heather, I'll include you because you appear to be young, but there's an amazing number of young women, for example, who you go to them and say, here, I want to teach you something about sexuality, and they look at you like you're fucking insane, because they go, well, you know, I have boobs, I have a pussy, I know everything about sex, you know?
That's not so true.
Yeah. So true.
Yeah. Yeah, and then later on, you catch them when they're around 30 and their drive's at the peak, and, man, they are eager to learn all the things they can do with that equipment.
Exactly.
That equipment.
And mm-hmm. They're eager to meet a man who can actually do something with that equipment.
That's more than
just pump it to death.
Right. My wife's best friend had a hugely endowed boyfriend for a while, and she described the experience as like being beaten to death with a meat bat.
So true. How often do you hear that story? Time and time and time again. And
mm-hmm.
he does absolutely nothing for her mental. Absolutely nothing mm-hmm. to her mind. He just thinks that pounding her hard and fast is what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he's capable of doing. That's all that he can even comprehend.
Well, and that's when I love to meet these women who are saying, well, you know, I wish I could meet someone who's interested in me for my mind, because once I take her mind, I get all the rest as well.
Exactly. You take her mind, and you can make anything happen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You can be as well endowed or as modestly endowed as you happen to want to be that night, as
mm-hmm.
far as she's concerned. Mm-hmm. And
well, I wish like half the universe was coming to the event to learn that.
Now that would be a payday.
It would be really nice. It'd be a lot less divorce. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
A lot less wonderful women that would be very, very happy if men knew that.
You know, and I've been telling single women, you need to go to the seminar. Where else are you going to find the world's best masterful lovers all concentrated in one room? It's a fucking gold mine.
Yeah, but they don't believe it.
Mm-mm. Well, most women, like you said, Mark, they think that if, you know, they were born with, you know, tits and whatnot, they know how to use it, and they figure they'll find someone eventually, they'll be a masterful lover, and what they find out is that they usually either have to teach their man how to do it, or they'll find someone who's already learned. That's pretty much.
Well, for that matter, they have to learn to let go, loosen up, be adventurous, and actually learn how to take control of their own responsiveness so that they can take a really, really good guy and be a masterful lover for him.
Absolutely. Be a good girl. As what I'm going to be teaching about, which I'm very excited about, which is the Madonna whore contrast, is so prevalent right now. Everyone wants to be the good little girl, but that's not what they want to be in the bedroom. and I'm just really excited about teaching men and women about it, because I think a lot of men don't know about it either.
Well, see, I like good girls, and in fact, whenever I run across a highly obedient girl who's doing exactly what I tell her to do, I say, good girl.
I bet you do.
Yes, I do. Well, you know, it's important to give me little cookies along the way. How else are they going to know what's the expected or recommended outcomes?
Yeah. Expected proper behavior.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Gotta love it.
Oh, you are bad, aren't you?
Yeah. I've been working at it.
For a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd love to have a conversation one day with your significant other.
Oh, you should. She thinks I'm doing God's work. She really does.
I bet she is. Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm excited to have this event and whatnot. It's about 9 o'clock West Coast time, or Central time, at 7 o'clock Pacific time. So I want to go ahead and at least things get started. Craig, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. We want to open the call just a little bit and have everyone say hello. It's 7 o'clock Pacific time, just to kind of open the doors a little bit and then close them again. Just kind of have people say hello. Is that okay?
Yeah, okay. Hang on.
That didn't sound encouraging, did it?
That's okay. We had about 200 people actually sign up. Okay, we hear you. Go ahead and say hello.
Hello.
Hello. David Nielsen here.
Hi, David.
Hello.
A lot of echoes in the background. Okay, well, I just want to go ahead, Craig, you can go and close it up. A lot of echoes. All right, well, welcome to the call. It's exactly 7 o'clock Pacific time, so we'll go ahead and get started. If you are on this call right now, I just want to first go ahead and commend you. And this is all about this weekend's event, the Masterful Lover event in Las Vegas. And we are going to be here tonight hoping to seduce you to come to the event. And I am Heather Ann Havenwood. I'm going to be the MC for the event, as well as speaking at the event in Las Vegas at the Rio. And on the call tonight, we have, of course, Mr. David Shade. That is his event, of course. And we have Mr. Mark Cunningham, a.k.a. Major Mark. Hey, Mark and David, you on the call?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah,
awesome. Okay. Oh, wait, say that again.
I'm here, Heather Ann.
I love your sexy voice. That's so awesome. If y'all have not actually listened to David's voice, it's just very, very seductive. So I'm just excited to be on the call tonight. I'm going to go ahead and get started. And about this call, this is basically about what's going to be happening in the event. If you haven't had a chance to look at the entire sales copy and everything that's going to be happening at the event, the schedule, who's going to be there, let me go ahead and give you the URL right now. We have a special price for the event that's only going to be lasting 2 days. So go ahead, take the moment, and write this URL down. Ready? It's www.masterful-lover.com/Las Vegas. Repeat that one more time. www.masterful-lover.com/Las Vegas. Now, this specific URL will be taken and changed at exactly 12 p.m. East Coast time on January 14th. That's Wednesday, January 14th at 12 p.m. East Coast time. We only have 9 tickets left. This is event this weekend. It starts Friday night at 7:30. We're going to be having an awesome mixer at the Rio, Las Vegas. And the event is all day Saturday and all day Sunday. It's going to be jam-packed with many, many speakers. I'm going to go ahead and tell you real quick a few of those speakers. One is going to be Major Mark Cunningham, which we'll be talking to tonight, what he's going to be talking about. We also have Carlos Zuma. He's the Alpha Man Sexual Confidence in Relationships. We're also going to be having Zan Perion, The Enlightened Seduction, The Art of Love. Ooh, he sounds sexy. And Brad P., Building Successful Relationships. Will H., Text Messaging Mental Foreplay. I'm actually really excited about this one because text messaging is the way to go sometimes with building foreplay. And myself, Heather Ann Havenwood, I'm going to be talking about the Madonna Whore Contrast in Women. And Mr. Chet Rowland, How to Find the Woman of Your Dreams. And also, of course, Mr. David Shade and Craig Eubanks is going to be talking about handwriting analysis. So that is going to be the just a little bit of the lineup at this weekend at the Rio. And we're dropping the price for the first 9 people to join us at the Rio, the price from $9.97 to $4.97. So that is a little promotion for the teleseminar special. Let me go ahead and start in. Mark, I am so excited to have you here because I know that you are the main guy who's taught Mr. David Shade all his stuff, the Renegade Hypnotist. And if y'all don't know a little bit about Mark and haven't read, of course, all of David's things, let me give you a little bit of insight of who he is. He has a powerful method called conditioning with pleasure. And Mark has spent over 10,000 hours, bet you're tired, researching and refining methods. I wonder if that's 10,000 hours of sex, or just kidding, researching and refining methods of hypnosis and NLP, and he has an unheard of 100% success rate. Now, this is what, this right here, this sentence, this is just amazing to me. What he teaches has been specifically crafted to work with the widest possible range of women's emotions, beliefs, and behaviors, tested and verified with more women than you can imagine. Now, that's kind of sexy, Mark.
It's exhausting.
Yes. 10,000 hours of quote-unquote research.
It's actually over 20,000 hours now.
Oh, 20,000. Okay, does that include all the sexual positions, or?
Yes, and repeating one or two.
Repeating one or two.
That's right.
Okay, got it. Well, I'm excited to have you on the call, and I appreciate you doing this so last minute, because we did kind of put this together. But go ahead and just talk a little bit about yourself and what you are going to be talking about at the event, and kind of give you the floor.
Sure, I want to back up just a little bit because, David was joking around earlier and then you said something about the guy who taught David everything. That's not true. I certainly opened up some doors for David and I showed him a couple of useful things and got him heading down a particular path. But one of the reasons I'm excited to come out and do something which I don't normally do, which is, you can count the times I've appeared at somebody else's project over the past decade on one hand and have lots of fingers left over. The reason I'm coming out to help David with this weekend is David has always been one of my fearless students. He takes this kind of, hyper-enthusiastic martial arts student approach to hypnotic influence. And bless him, every time I would show him something, he'd go, okay, and he'd run out, and he'd try doing it 100 different ways. And he'd come back, and he'd say, this is all the things I can do with it. What else can I do? And so I go, well, have you considered doing this? And he'd go, and he runs off, and he does it again. And as a result, he's come up with this body of work where I know he teaches you things that he says, well, you can get all the hypnotic influence without using hypnosis. And I understand why he says it. It's a little linguistic trick. But what he's done is he's taken just the raw power technique that I've taught him, and he's oriented it towards applications. What are the interesting and useful things you can do with this? So David, I see, is out of all the people I've trained, and I've trained thousands of hypnotists, David is one of the very, very few who has taken what I've taught him, who understands it, and then just goes fucking nuts and goes out there and says, what can I make people do with this? And oh, by the way, for their own good.
And for their own good. And well, for many, many women and men's own good.
Mm-hmm.
That's very true. And something that many people don't know, we're going to be having a lot of couples that are coming to this event. And not just men. I mean, I'm very excited about all the men that are coming to this event. But there's many couples that are coming to this event to learn how to be in better relationships, be a better friend, be a better lover, and to transform their world into something new. And if you could talk to a little bit about that. Also, everyone on the call, you can actually ask us questions if you want to ask Mark a specific question. It's going to be, the email is questions@masterful-lover.com. Again, that's questions@masterfullover.com. So, Mark, I'd like to kind of ask you a little bit about this conditioning with pleasure and these couples that are coming and what you're going to be talking about and helping them create a great, great relationship.
Okay, so you say that you would like to ask me these things. Are there specific things you would like to ask me, or is that just like, go ahead and say whatever the hell you want?
Just say whatever the hell you want. How about that?
Well, you know, I like having women in the room, not only because I like having women in the room. I mean, I love women. I just adore being around women. I find them much more interesting, more challenging, and certainly more exciting than men. That's just the way I'm wired. But to have them in the room basically allows me to feed off of their energy, to get their feedback, all the involuntary messaging that they're just kind of beaming out. Plus, it's purely fucking hilarious to be saying something and have a woman turn to her man and just whack him and look at him like, see? See? This guy right here. Listen to him. Yeah.
That's very true. And also, I just kind of want to point out why I was attracted myself as a woman to David Shade and everyone's work here is because that the key is they love women. That is, you feel that in your work and also David's work, is that honestly, they love women. They want to see women have a lot of pleasure. So that's really true.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's, when we talk about how much experience I have, not all of it has been project-related. I mean, a lot of that 20,000-plus hours, and in fact, it's over that. We just stopped counting at 20,000 because talking about credentials or experience is kind of a dick thing. You know, it's like guys sit around and go, well, I've got this experience. I've got this credential. You know, and I tell people I've got over 20,000 hours, and they look at me like, fuck, I'm never going to top that, you know, and they just kind of lose them. So let's say over 20,000 hours, a great deal of that has been clinical experience, and that's where I learned to take technique. I mean, any decent hypnotist can come up with a body of technique that works with a subset of people. You know, if, for example, you wanted to develop, let's just pick one hypothetically, you wanted to develop a body of technique that develops acquiescence in your subjects. Okay. The tendency to go along, to get along, to follow along with whatever you say next. It's just to want themselves want to continue the trance effect. Well, if you work with people who are predisposed to certain behavior patterns, like submissive behavior, exhibitionistic behavior, then of course you can develop a body of technique that will work on that particular group. Now you go out and try it with people who are used to having their way, and you find out, well, gosh, you know, my infallible technique doesn't really work. When you do clinical work, you accept money and you have to get the results on generic human beings. You know, they come in, they pay their money, they have every right to expect that they're going to get the change they're paying for, and so you learn to develop a body of technique that is not so much outcome-oriented as it is effect-oriented. In other words, the things that I teach people allow you to have powerful, profound, permanent effect, influence over people, and then you can steer anywhere you want to go from there. It's like learning how to handle power before you learn where it is you want to drive.
Well, let me go into that real quick, because I know you're strong in hypnosis, clinical hypnosis, and many men that may or may not be coming to this event have probably never, you know, done that to the woman's, you know, hypnosis, and David talks about that. But I kind of want to go a little bit into the women's psychology, because I'm a woman, right? The woman's psychology of letting go,
mm-hmm.
and the realms of the subconscious. And so I guess without getting too clinical, Mark, you know, I'll say this, but this is my question. This is my little question. I'll let people in.
Just expose your inner workings. Yeah, I'm ready for this.
Yeah, exactly. I guess I'm going to say, how do I get myself to let go? Okay, that's the real question, without either having someone hypnotize me or, you know, I don't know how to even ask that question, but mm-hmm. the underlying subconscious of women unwilling to let go,
mm-hmm.
you know, in your clinical or unclinical experience, like, what would be the best thing you would say about that?
The flip answer is you only have to do it once, because having done it once, that gives someone like me an opening where we can trigger that reaction at will, anytime, anywhere from that point on. The way it works is that everyone as a bundle of hopes, dreams, previous experiences, preconceptions, presuppositions. And to a trained hypnotist, we look at all these things, even though the outsider might look at it and go, wow, these are strong defenses, or these are really deeply ingrained behaviors. To a hypnotist, they're just resources. They're powerful, goal-directed drives that aren't currently heading in the direction we want. And so typically, a hypnotist will look at just any given individual and just start playing around with responsiveness. Never directly approach the point where the person appears to have their preconceptions or the defenses marshaled. So, for example, if there were a woman who had difficulty letting go, then I would never, ever present her initially with something that might fit that definition, her definition of letting go. Instead, I might lead her into fun. I might lead her into laughter. I do that a lot, okay? I might lead her into that, what you just did, okay, which is the of understanding that indicates, ooh, there's a strong response there. And they start to vibrate in a certain way. I mean, think about that. Think about the sound you just made, okay? That's right. Now, how many ways can you find to generate that particular sound? What are the things that...
Yeah. Many ways.
That's right. That's right. And so, yeah, when I'm fooling around with a stranger, I mean, I can lead off with obvious things, like Belgian chocolate, okay? Or a really warm bath at the end of a long, long day, okay? Or the friend who you just tell them exactly how you think, and you know that they understand.
That's right? Nice.
Yeah, okay. Well, there are a lot of things that are nice, okay? And you have just responded in a very nice way three times under my direction, okay? Now, chances are pretty good that if I were to continue to talk to you over a relatively short period of time, I could find at least one or two more ways to make you think, feel, and respond just that way, only this time they're topics that I chose and directions that I intend to go. And in order to get that feeling, you just have to follow right along.
I'm following.
That's right.
I don't know where you want to go, Mark, but I'm there.
Well, you just let me drive.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I'm letting you drive. And that's really key. I think that that for me, I want to point out that it's okay for men to drive. And I have one question that we actually had someone bring a question to you, Mark. So I want to go ahead and answer that. It's from Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the question to you, Mark. How to choose the right woman for you. What specifically should you look for in regards to sexuality in relationships?
My answer?
Mm-hmm.
I like obedient girls. I do. Okay. I like girls who like to just be led along. And because if they're willing to acquiesce, if they're willing to obey, and God, I tell when I train professionals, I go, the first step of every professional session is acquiescence and obedience. And all the therapists are going, oh, my God, he can't say that. Actually, that's the truth. Okay, if you're going to lead someone into a really wonderful experience, they have to be willing to follow. And so I test for acquiescence and obedience. Luckily, there are enough of these women running around, the chances are excellent that out of any social occasion, I can find a handful of women who meet my other criteria in terms of I like petite girls, I like fit girls, I like adventurous girls. But they have to be fully responsive on the acquiescence and obedience side first. Otherwise, I'm just not that interested because I know that if I just turn around and try the next one, well, there's a pretty good chance that she'll respond correctly.
Now, how can a man that's coming to this event, how can they look for the right woman for themselves? How do they know?
Well, I think it starts with knowing what you actually want and need, okay? I mean, it's like when I used to teach seduction classes, and I don't anymore because I think I pretty much said everything I need to say about seduction at this point. But when I used to teach the seduction class, I used to teach these guys to go out and just forget all their preconceptions forget all the language techniques, the patterns, the peacocking. I mean, all that stuff. Just skip it. Instead, walk into the room, take a deep breath, smile, look around, and notice all the women who already want to fuck you. Okay? Start with them. Right?
True. That's very true.
Yeah, yeah.
So what were the results of that? I'm sure they had a wonderful time that night.
Well, yeah, and they would come back and they go, you know what? I met this great girl. She wasn't really my type, which is like one of the most stupid things to ever say. If you only go out and chase after your type, you can only have typical experiences.
Well, what does that mean, your type, and where did that actually come from, right? Where did that come from? Did that come from when they were 6 years old or second grade? I mean, when did they figure out their type was?
Yeah,
wasn't that from the past?
It's an imprint, and like most imprints, you got it when you weren't paying attention, okay? Or maybe you've just been watching too many types of advertisement, or just whatever, okay? Or it could be your type because you know that you're going to fail with that one, you know? That's goal-directed behavior. You can't be hurt if you're always screwing up and failing, right? So you go out, and you pick your type, and you fail. You go, oh, fuck it, all women are bitches. Then you go out, and you hang out and have a beer with the boys. And it's just like, you know, that's your typical outcome. It's really ridiculous. Search for the exceptions, okay? Go out and find the ones who are responding strongly to you and talk to them even if they are not your type, because that has the highest probability of turning into an exceptional outcome.
That is so true.
So you're making that sound again, aren't you?
I'm liking that, actually. okay, so I have a follow-up question from Bill here. He just emailed again. Now, you can actually email your questions into questions@masterful-lover.com, and we'll ask the question live to Mark Cunningham, a.k.a. Major Mark. So here's a follow-up question from Bill. So what do you look for? What do you say? What do you do? I guess he's asking when you find the right woman. And I think we just answered that, which is, you know, what is the right woman? I think you just open yourself up to other possibilities. That's what you're saying, Mark. I'm just kind of repeating, but that's what I would say, is just open yourself up. What is the right woman or wrong woman? I personally, my opinion of this is, I don't like it when men say, oh, you're the wrong woman, you're the right woman. I mean, what is that supposed to mean? I don't really agree with that, but I do agree with chemistry and different things that we like about each other, but the whole right, wrong, or, you know, what you do say, don't say, how do you be, I think it's just being yourself. That's
right.
What I would think.
Right. You can't possibly decide who's the right woman for you unless you have a very broad base of experience. So I'm saying go out, chase them all, have fun, okay? I mean, it's just like, you know, ride everyone who's willing to go for the ride with you and gather experience. And the ideal of who is the right one for you will come out not as a type, but rather as an individual. And until you meet that individual, you may as well browse the buffet, okay? But in terms of... what do you say to them? You know, when you find the ones who are attracted to you or as attracted to you as you are attracted to them, they're going to be working very hard to make the connection and keep the connection going as well. I mean, 9 times out of 10, if your average seduction horny boy would just shut up, he would find out that the woman is perfectly happy to carry at least half of the conversation and steer you where she wants it to go, right?
Right.
It's even possible that she might be looking to get laid that night.
Whew. Highly possible.
I know. What a thought. It's almost as though they had sex drives, too. It's incredible.
Oh, well, that's interesting you say that. You talk about, you know, you talked about earlier, it was, pre-teleseminar, that women all of a sudden at the age of 30, and by the way, I'm early 30s myself, but all of a sudden, yes, you know, it's peaking, Mark. It's peaking. Hopefully it's peaking for at least 10 years, but yeah. So anyway, you know, we think, I mean, I don't know, everyone knows my story here. I'm sure they do because, you know, David Shade actually interviewed me, but, you know, Craig had a great tagline for me, which is true. You know, I was the Baptist virgin till I was 21.
You poor thing.
I know. I said I was the strong Baptist, Houston, you know, Texas girl, no, I'm going to save myself for the right man.
Yeah, but I bet you were a wild ride once you cut loose, weren't
you? Oh, you have no idea. You know? But it took me a few years to figure out that I need to actually be a little wild. And it, you know, but because of course the first time I actually did have sex, it was horrible, right? So, of course, and I'm thinking, I've been waiting for this. There's got to be something else.
Isn't it supposed to last longer than this?
That was like 30 minutes. Help me, or 20 seconds. Help me. So, yeah, so basically, inside of the woman's, you know, the women and whatnot, here's one question I have for you, because you're a skilled skilled clinical hypnotherapist. So many men are nervous to take that role on, and because David talks about his male to take that role on a little bit. And so here's a question I have for you, Mark, from a guy named David. How do you get your woman, to agree to hypnosis? Like, here's this average guy, you know, David or whoever else, and he's like, oh my God, how do I do it? I mean, I'm not clinical, I'm not clinically done, I don't know how to do that. How do I get my woman to agree to do this? So can you answer that?
Sure. It comes from trust, and trust comes from a track record of being honest and having everything turn out just exactly the way you said it was going to. So you have to learn how to be strong. You have to learn how to be direct. You have to learn how to be honest. You have to learn how to be consistent. You have to learn how to keep your word. You have to learn how to keep your word even when it doesn't make sense anymore to keep your word, because after all, you gave your word, and she has to have something she can count on. When you are that kind of man, then when you go, hey, you want to see something cool? Okay, and you start with something. Don't start out with, you know what, I'm going to show you your deep spot, and you're going to have screaming, raving orgasms till you pass out. Ready? Go. Okay. Instead, start out with something like, well, you know, take a little sensation and move it from one place to another. Like, take a ticklish sensation that would normally be on the tip of her nose or something like that, and move it to one hand and then to another hand, and then just play around. So it's like, oh, this isn't scary. This is fun. This is my man taking control. I'm having great responses from it. And then move forward from there. If you just come up and say, you know what, because see, there's preconceived notions about what hypnosis is, and the culture has been pounding away about how it's spooky, it's horrible, it doesn't exist, and it's bad for you, right? And so if you come up and say, ooh, I want to do hypnosis, which I suspect is one of the reasons why David says you can have this hypnotic effect without using hypnosis, because me, I mean, hell, I figure if you're anywhere within a quarter mile of me, I'm going to have a hypnotic effect on you, okay? It's because of who I am, how I move through the world, what I think, feel, say, and do. All of it is oriented towards having a hypnotic effect. Most of the guys who say, how do I do this, actually know how to be influential. They just get confused about how, well, maybe it's context specific, or maybe I have to be doing something juju. You know, maybe it actually involves a swinging crystal, and I'm not doing that.
That's really good. Well, thank you for that. And I think that the question that was from David, that he'll take that into consideration, because I really agree with you. Trust, being strong, and keeping your word. I think that, for me as a woman, I will say, everyone on this call, there needs to be more men out there, and that's what women are really looking for, a real man that she can trust, she can lean on, and that he will actually keep his word inside of that. So that's really, really awesome. We have a few more questions coming in.
Well, wait a minute. Seeing as you're the token woman on the call here, I got a question for you.
Thank you.
Okay, let's assume for a moment that I am the kind of guy who is strong, direct, confident, and you have noticed that when I say something, I actually do it, and when I predict something, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I were to suggest to you, say, hey, I want you to try this, would you be willing to try it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see? Okay.
I'm dying for the experience to trust a man.
Yeah. And every time you give in and let go and allow him to lead, you have something that's exciting, that's fulfilling, and it's fun. And it's
fun.
It's naughty.
It's fun. It's naughty. See, that's what I love. I'm drawn to fun and naughty.
I know you are. The last time we spoke, you said something about how the Madonna in society and a vixen in bed. Okay? And I went, vixen? Ooh.
No, that was supposed to be a private conversation, Mark.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm not going to share the video. You know.
Okay, good. Thank you so much. I had to kind of wait around that. yes, that's very true, and that's what I'm actually going to be talking about at the event, which is no matter how, you know, I see men all the time, they say, no, not my wife. Oh, not my girlfriend. She doesn't want to be like that in the bedroom. I'm telling you.
Those are the ones who do.
They're the ones that you say, no way, you look at them and you're like, no way does she want to be naughty in bed. They're the ones that are the most obedient, and they want to be naughty vixen whore in the bedroom. They do. I guarantee
it. And they're starved for it.
Oh, okay. They want it.
So you got these two horny, confused, repressed people looking at each other. Both of them are playing incredible movies in their head, right?
Right.
Right, and then they put on their flannel night clothes and sort of separate sides of the bed, you know, and the dog's sleeping in between them or something.
That's basically it. Absolutely. Well, before we keep going on, there's some questions coming in here, Mark. These are really actually getting hot and heavy. I'm getting hot over here. I actually just poured a glass of red wine, so I'm doing good here. But
oh, this is good.
I know, I got a little
red wine.
What are you wearing? And I'm not going. Who said I was wearing anything, Mark? Okay, so anyway, basically back to the event and,
right,
you know,
right.
Focus on the event is basically just, we're doing this offer, that's why we're having this call tonight, that's why Mark had decided to be on the call last minute, and we're doing an offer till January 14th, this Wednesday, at 12 p.m. East Coast time. We have 9 tickets left. At the Rio for only $497. That's half off.
That's a good deal.
It's actually a really good deal. I mean, just pay that just to speak to you and you know, you and me and David, just that. It's just awesome. And that's at www.masterful-lover.com/Las Vegas. And, of course, everyone knows what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So this is going to be a really awesome event. Now, Mark, do you want to say a little bit about what you're talking about at the event? But hold on a second. I have this great question that just came in. Hold on. This is actually good. Okay. I'll answer this one a little bit for you. Ted, is instant orgasm on command really true? I'll tell you from my experience. Yes. Okay, so just get that. It's just a yes for that. Is it really true? It actually happens. I'll tell you that from experience. Let's see, from Eric.
The interesting thing is all the things that you can do with it.
Okay. Ooh, wait, you're talking.
Well, I mean, instant orgasm on command, yeah, okay, but what if you can put it in different contexts? Like, a lot of times I like to teach women, it's like women are going, well, you know, I don't know if I want to do sexual training with you, I don't know you, you're not my type, blah, blah, blah. I go, fine, you know, I'll keep all my clothes on. I can control me, I can't control you, but I'll keep all my clothes on in here, and then I'll lead them up through the process, where pretty soon I have them going ahead and having orgasms on command, and then I'll show them how they can move those sensations around. For example, make their lips and tongue so sensitive they're properly stimulated. That will give them orgasms, okay? So there they are, they're sucking on my finger, okay? I'm telling them, come for me, and they're just like thrashing around like beached fish, okay? And then you look at them and go, now, I don't want you to think about what would happen. I mean, you come this hard just sucking at my finger and listening to my voice. I don't want you to think about what would happen if you were to, well, you know, okay. And then you move on, okay? And they go nuts. They start to trigger their own orgasms thinking about what they can do with you, for you, to you. And then you go into different social settings, okay? Restaurants, parking lots, dinner with their mother. You know, I mean, it's like all the places where you can fire this off in unobtrusive ways, okay? Or coupling it to postures, presentations, specific acts, okay? I mean, it's guys will come in and go, I heard this crazy rumor that you can teach girls to have orgasms just from blowing you. And I'm like, well, yeah. You know, I mean, what else would you do with it, okay? But what if you can change that so that they have small orgasms because they're doing what they were supposed to do throughout the day?
Mm.
Yeah.
Find me up.
Well, what if they're tripping through the world in pearls and high heels, and they're following their instructions, and they know that they're serving you correctly? And so they have all these little mini orgasms that they can enjoy fully, but it just makes them even more horny to get the thing that they can only get from you. Okay? So I'm just saying that when you talk about how things like, is orgasm on command possible? Well, of course it is, because it's primarily a mental phenomenon in the first place. Okay? But then once you get that base response, then it gets into art instead of just technique. And what are all the ways you can not only show her that, yeah, you can have this tremendous range of responsiveness in all these different areas, but now use that pleasure as your reinforcement tool to keep her on course, relaxed, happy, and, well, in my case, you know, acquiescent and obedient.
Now, are you saying acquiescent and obedient?
Yeah.
Now, tell me again how you can have little orgasms throughout the day. Can I can sign up for that tomorrow or Wednesday, whatever that looks like?
Well, I am going to be out there all weekend.
Yeah, I'd like to. I raise my hand because whoever can do that, you're God. That's all I have to say about that.
Well,
I guess that's why David Shea does call you. You are the master, Mark.
I spent a lot of time figuring out how to do this and then going to women, and a lot of times I'd trade them. Like, they'd come in and they'd want something really mundane. Like, I want to lose 20 pounds so I can get into that size 8 dress. Okay? Now, to a man, that's mundane. Okay? To a woman, if she's got, like, a wedding where her sister-in-law, her bitch sister-in-law is going to be there, this is a matter of life or death, okay? But what I'll do is I'll say, okay, that's easy. I'll show you how to do that. And, in fact, if you stay on course, I'll show you some other things. And as we get to know each other better, then I go ahead and, you know, just we're behind closed doors. This is a therapy room. You can talk about anything. And they dish with me like I'm their new best girlfriend. And I'll just go ahead and start to teach them these responsiveness exercises, starting with pleasure, moving into sexuality, moving into sexual pleasure, until they are, in fact, running around doing all this stuff that just transforms their life completely. And, oh, by the way, they're also losing 20 pounds, right? So I know that this can be taught to anyone if they are willing to open up that first time. That's what I meant earlier. Because if they could just open that one door for me, I'm in their head, okay? There's no escaping. You cannot unthink thoughts. And from that point on, so long as I am giving them something fulfilling every step of the way, then they'll do whatever I want.
Cannot unthink thoughts. That's a profound statement.
Yeah, it's in your head now, isn't it?
It is, actually. And what are you going to be talking about at the event?
there are things I would like to talk about. Now, as you probably noticed tonight, I'd like to talk. So I have to work real hard to try to, you know, constrain myself to the allotted time. But I want to talk about what is it like to actually have wield power. What kind of person do you have to be to stop doing technique and simply have this impact as a result of the things that you're naturally doing? Okay. Now, there's a very simple progression that can be followed. It's simple in the engineering sense. It's straightforward. But the first step is to achieve mastery over your inner self, getting control of your own emotions, getting a handle on your own thoughts, being aware all the time, learning how to be in control, but not in the rigid self-control, but rather just simply being aware and steering all the time. From there, you move to control over your outer self. How can you consistently present yourself to the world in the way that you are projecting an identity that you have chosen? In other words, you have an identity. The identity doesn't have you. You're not locked into some kind of preconceived pattern. The third step is to achieve mastery over others, being able to influence anyone anyone that you come across to steer them in the direction you want long enough to get your intended effect, and then either do it as a catch and release, let them go, or continue to have that hold over them, but, you know, for as long as you want. And then the fourth stage, of course, is having mastery over your environment. So things just happen in ways that benefit you. It seems like the whole universe is just lined up waiting to give you wonderful things.
Unbelievable. And you're going to be speaking that. You're going to be speaking about that at the event?
Well, that's one of the things I can talk about.
That is that's really, really powerful for anybody, and no matter what they do. I mean, I'm really impressed by that.
And when I'm looking at the list of topics that all the guys are presenting, well, you being a guy too, then I'm thinking all of this will work much, much better if you know how to do the things I just described.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I could also talk about the process of conditioning with pleasure, which is, what is it? How do you do it? What does pleasure really mean? How do you find out what pleasure means in other people? How can you reliably elicit pleasure responses? And how can you couple those pleasure responses so that, well, they get rewards for specific things, they get rewards for being very responsive, and they actively seek out all the ways to be responsive and get rewards from you.
Reward-driven response.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing I have to put in there, even though you're saying it from a clinical point of view, you know, I'll say that in a different way. You know, women want to be rewarded for their behavior.
Of course they do.
Yeah, but men don't do that nowadays.
Yeah, well, some do.
Well, some do. Thank you. You're taking my stuff. So, anyway, many, you know, we do want that. I believe, this is my little rant for just a minute, I think that the 70s of the woman and, you know, the American woman of independence was awesome, and it was also detrimental to that, is that we as a human being, as a female, want to be rewarded for positive behavior for our man. And so that is something that is very, very intriguing. I'm so glad you're going to be talking to these men about it. And we just got in a question. It's not really a question. It's actually from Leanne, and I'm not going to go into the whole email. It's pretty long, but she says one thing, help. How do I find a masterful lover? And so I will say to you, that's a great question. You could start by coming to the event, because there's going to be some single men there that are learning to be masterful lovers that they're not already. And you could hook up. There's a good one.
Part of it is also, I think, to work on yourself. Okay? Well, one of the exercises I teach in for my application classes, to go out in a social setting and look around and find the people who have sort of a still aura about them, a still air, okay, where they're calm, they're relaxed, they're in the control of their circumstances. Learn how to recognize those people and then go talk to them, go hang out with them, mm-hmm. because the more you up your own game, the more attractive you are to the kind of people that you want to attract to you. And so while you are waiting to run across these, like, amazing guys, you may as well start working on yourself. When I tick through these four stages about being comfortable with power, I'm not talking just to men, right? I mean, women have incredible power available to them. In fact, once in a while, I break down, I'll teach a class just for women on how to use these incredible potentials and just make men jump through the hoops and do whatever you want them to do. Men get really pissed off when I teach this kind of class. But
I'm a huge advocate. Please, 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 please go ahead and teach that in the future. Maybe you can talk about that at the event as well. Because that is actually great. If you could talk a little bit about how, because we're going to actually have a lot of women at the event, and the more we can help to give them power and how to use their power would be awesome.
My wife thinks I ought to open up a training school for women, and she thinks I should call it Mark's School of, Better Wives for Girls School or something like that. Just, you know, training them how to be just absolute vixens, in order to use someone's term. And to get their men to just happily do all the things that women need. I mean, my experience is, you give a woman what she needs, she'll walk through fire to make you happy. I mean, it's really kind of absurdly easy, but But as you say, most men are just thick as bricks, and they don't understand what they're supposed to do. Or they've been so successfully conditioned by society to do all this real wimpy...
Wimpy.
Yeah.
There's more wimpy men today, I think, than ever before.
Yeah.
Sorry, men. But personal, people on the call, I would say, commend you for not being wimpy. But as a single female in the age range, you know, between 25 to 40, today's society, there's more wimpy men out there than ever before. And that's why in today's society, you know, your work, David Shea's work, Dan Perion's work is so amazing. And I just want to go ahead and let you know, I just got a IM from Craig and David that we only have actually 6 seats left. We only have 6 seats left.
Uh-huh.
So I'm very excited about that.
This is like the Shopping Channel, isn't it?
This is like the Shopping Channel. Match.com, we only have 5 people left that are single forever. How to find your master forever, come to Rio. Just kidding. I want to check in on something real quick because we were possibly going to have Zan Perion on. I don't know if he's on the line. No, okay. He might be jumping on last minute. Just wanted to check in. I don't have access to see if he's there. Sorry about that.
Well, in terms of what I'm actually going to be talking about, we probably ought to have David make a judgment call because out of the things I just mentioned, I could go on for the better part of a week. And since I know that's not really what he had in mind, we'll let him pick.
Mark, you talk about whatever you want to talk about. Look out.
All right. Oh, that's good.
I think between David's laugh and my fun giggle, I think we're just going to have a great time in Rio. What do you think?
There we go.
We're going to have a riot.
We're going to have a blast. So I just want to throw everyone on the call, and we only have 6 seats left if you go to masterful-lover.com/Vegas till January 14th, 12 p.m. We'll be the seat is half price at $497. Let's see.
That was masterfullover.com/Las Vegas. LAS Vegas.
Correct. masterfullover.com/Las Vegas. And we just had a reply from Leanne that mentioned I have a masterful. Okay, she's. Okay, here's the problem. Okay, now I understand, Leanne. I understand you completely. I hear you, girl. That she's had a masterful lover in the past. He's gone now for whatever reason. She's very aware of her power. Now she's looking for the next masterful lover. Now, I have to say, you know, Mark and David, that once you do have a masterful lover, you know, you just don't want to ever go back.
Of course.
Yeah,
of course. And that makes perfect sense. But my question to Leanne, I don't know her, obviously, but my first question to her would be, given that there is no longer this masterful lover in her life, whose decision was that?
Mm.
And if it was his, then, I mean, without casting aspersions about character or behavior or anything like that, I just want to find out why that happened. Okay, in other words, why didn't you get what you want? And if it was the case, that if she booted him, I'd say, more power to you, you know, head right back into it, and start sifting through all your possibles, okay? Amp it up so that you're attracting a lot more men into your life so that you're just running the numbers, okay?
Mm.
But also, if it wasn't Leanne's idea, then you have to ask yourself, what can I do differently? What do I do then, okay? If I wanted to have such an enormous impact on this masterful lover that he looks at her, I mean, like, guys come to me all the time and they go, holy crap, you were like one of the original seduction guys. I mean, you could get any woman you want. You know, you make these statements like you've got over 300 women who are willing to do whatever you want, which is true, okay? Well, how did you end up married? And I tell them, go over and talk to my wife, okay?
Mm.
Because she's phenomenal, okay? She's amazing. And she is so amazing that even though I could pretty much go out and get what I want, whenever I want, wherever I am, okay, I go home because that's where I get the good thing.
Mm. What's the good thing?
The good thing is she knows exactly how to please me. And she doesn't wait for permission to do it. She doesn't wait for specific circumstances. She sits around and thinks of ways to make my life better, how to give me more pleasure, how to make me feel good, good about myself, good about what I'm doing. Like I say, when I talk about these topics, she thinks I'm doing God's work. Well, how do you think that makes me feel? Knowing that I can go out and talk about these things that most people in our society think are utterly taboo, off the reservation. And she's going, oh, honey, you go teach these boys how to do that. Okay? Or she'll get on the phone with our customers, and she'll go, well, are you doing what Mark told you to do? Why aren't you doing what Mark told you to do? And she's just giving a hard time. She is my ideal other half. Okay? Which means that, yeah, I can go out and do all the things that I teach guys how to do, but instead I go home and I hang out with my wife because out of all the women I've met, she's the one that every day I want to go home to. Now, for you ladies, how do you become that woman?
Now that is powerful. How do you be that woman that the man wants to come home to you every single night and they give you pleasure, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, now that is really key, and that's something that I've been, as a woman, again, in my specific era, that I've been actually dealing with. We talked a little bit about that. How do you be that powerful woman at home and in the bedroom and at the same time go out there in the world and, you know, like, do whatever you need to do, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, guys look at some of the women I've trained through slave training, okay? Mm-hmm. And these are strong, educated, professional women who happen to like to strap on a collar and do whatever I tell them to do, okay? And they're going, how the hell do you do that? I go, that's because this is who these women are, okay? They become complete when they throw themselves into all these different roles. And knowing, again, because of who I am and how I move through the world, it's safe for them to do so. They can become extremely vulnerable because no one is trying to hurt them. In fact, there's a very strong person who's setting out to protect them.
Protection, that's key.
Mm-hmm.
And in this event, we actually, just kind of through this end, this actually, the event 497, I just went through this out, we just kind of brought this to my attention. We want men to bring their significant other. We want you to bring her to this event. We have a lot of couples coming. It's actually included in that price. And that's really critical because having your woman there and talking about all these things, we're going to be talking about how to be more of a powerful woman to who you are as well as you as a man, whatever that looks like.
Well, exactly. Guys, can you imagine sitting in class, learning these things, having your woman turn to you later and say, yeah, honey, this is what I need. This is what I want. Ooh, whispering in the background.
Well,
and you know, that actually happens at my seminars. I'll talk to a couple during the break, and she will enthusiastically say, David, I brought my man upstairs, and we did that thing you told us to do. Oh, my God! And she's all horny and excited about her man. Women are absolutely the best allies at my seminars. They're actually the best testimonials.
I'm laughing because guys get so dumbfounded. You can tell them 20 times that this is what women want. And then a woman says, yes, this is what I want. And they go, holy crap, you mean it's true?
Well, Mark, is actually a funny story. That's how I met David, is I was actually brought to David Shea's event this last summer in Tampa. And I was one of the few women there. And during the breaks, I would be surrounded by men. And they would ask me that exact question. So, is everything that David's saying true? Like, is it true? Like, is that really what we want? Like, is it true? And I'm like, yep, it's true. We want to be, you know, the fixin' of everything he's saying. We want it. We don't look like it, but we want it. That's exactly what, I mean, that's how him and I met, because people were surrounding me going, is that true? Is that, I'm like, you just paid for this event and you're asking me? Yeah, is it true what he's saying? I'm like, yeah, that's pretty much the ticket. So that's actually very true. And I'm really glad you brought that up again, you know, David, that people are going upstairs and doing fun things. Because remember, it's Vegas. You know, we could have done this in the middle of Michigan or something like that where, you know, David lives. But, you know, this is Vegas. We want to have some fun. We're going to be going out there. It's going to be a great time on Saturday. We're going to have a big event. Saturday night we're going to have a dinner. It's going to be a great sit-down dinner. And then on Sunday have a lot of different speakers. It's like a two-for-one ticket. You know, you can bring your woman for free. We want to have more masterful lovers and masterful lover women in the world. And, you know, at the event, I just kind of want to throw this out there, you know, who's going to be at the event other than Major Mark, myself, Carlos Zuma, and Craig Eubanks is on the phone, Zan Perion, The Light Seduction, Brad P., and Will H. of Text Messaging. I want to ask you real quick this question, Major Mark, about text messaging, mental foreplay. I mean, times have started to change, and there's a new movie coming out with Jennifer Aniston and Drew and all these people, and they talk about all this different text messaging and emails and, you know, all these different ways you can communicate right now. And, you know, just if you could talk a little bit about what your take is on the text messaging and all these different ways of mental foreplay with individuals.
You have to walk through the open door. Okay, my personal preference is to have them live right in front of me, but that's not the way modern culture works. I mean, it's like Craig, bless his heart, is trying so hard to drag me into the current century and take advantage of all these communication technologies. But if that's how they get their communication, and oh my God, I mean, look around at women today. They have a phone that's either planted in their ear or they're staring down into it. It seems like 80% of the time, certainly 80% of the time they're driving, it seems like they're doing this, okay? You find them everywhere. Whenever they stop an activity where they're forced to actually talk to someone, what do? They whip out their phones. They're looking for communication. You open doors that way, and you plant suggestions. Now, suggestions are always more powerful when they reference actual events, occurrences, experiences. So, in other words, messaging about something you know that is true about her, or having her imagine something that is going to happen, that is extremely powerful. Sending things blind, or it's possible, it's like when you're leading someone through a train of sensations and then all of a sudden you see something unexpected, or you say something that does not jibe with their personal experience, that's a state break, and so that's where you can lose them. And so you want to make sure that if you do not have them in the moment so that you can exert trance effect over them, that you have to be following a train of thought that is verifiably correct. But, yeah, I mean, oh, my God, if they're sitting there, I love to have, I know the specific question is about things like IM, and I'm actually dying to hear that myself because it strikes me, from my point of view, it's kind of impersonal, and so I really want to learn how to do it. Experiences like right now, I mean, telephones, I cannot be in the room with you right now, Heather. It's physically impossible. But, you know, you can hear my voice inside your mind right now, right?
Absolutely.
That's right, because I'm speaking, the telephone is a device that takes my voice and transmits it directly into your thoughts. Right? Now, to the extent that people treat other messaging mechanisms the same way, the same effect pertains.
Interesting. So it's like little hypnosis hints, and I've had, you know, what I call highly sexual conversations with a man on text, and it's quite interesting when they actually lead you, and it is a whole new world. I mean, think about it, text messaging. How could you actually have? But nowadays, with all the, you know, emails and Facebook and Twitter me and, you know, IM me and iPhoning and all these different things, and people are having multiple relationships over electronics, but there's still a sexuality piece to it, and I'm really excited to hear about it too. Will's coming to talk about it, but I was really interested to hear what you had to say about, you know, the hypnosis piece of that and the sexuality.
Well, I see it as it's another way of delivering a highly private message in a public place, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, it's kind of like when you are paired off with someone and you have this intense shared experience, you can look at someone across the room and raise an eyebrow, okay? And you're both remembering, Oh, yeah. Okay. 3 hours ago, it was Dirty Monkey Love. Okay. And here we are dressed like adults, but we're thinking about it. Okay. By the same token, somebody looks at their phone, and it says something like supply closet, 30 minutes. Okay. Mm.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you text me that?
No, I'm already infected.
In the middle of a bit, I'll be like, I gotta go. I don't know what closet, but I don't even know if it's gonna be there. But yeah, that's something that's sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, awesome. Well, almost at the time, I just wanted to acknowledge that, and we have a lot of people still on the line. Craig, you there? Coming back on.
Yep, I'm here.
Hey. Okay. Well, I just wanted to, we have, I think it's, let's see, supply closet 30 minutes. Thanks, Craig. you're in San Francisco, Craig. Okay. Well, let's see. We're going to be talking about, like, I'm going to be talking about the Madonna whore contrast or vixen contrast, and Chet Rollins will be talking about how to find the woman of your dreams. I just kind of want to kind of close out tonight about the event, and Mark, what you're going to be talking about the event. I'm just really looking forward to meeting you, speaking with you, speaking the same platform as you. That's just, for myself, it's just amazing and an honor for me to be in the same platform as you. I'm just really excited about that. And the Rio, we're going to be there the entire weekend, starting at 7:30 on Friday night is when the event begins. At the Rio, the sexy Rio, and I'm just so looking forward to this event. We've been putting a lot of time, energy, and effort to it from myself, David Shade, and Craig, and a.k.a. Major Mark, you're going to be there. I'm just really excited about that. So I'll probably be ending the call, and Mark, do you have any last words you want to say tonight?
No, other than to encourage all those of you who are on the line who are going to be attending. I'm only actually formally speaking for, a relatively short time out of the weekend. I am going to be there all weekend, and it's a well-known fact that I like to talk. I like to talk about hypnosis. I love to teach people about this stuff. So feel free. Seek me out. Ask questions. Ask me to show you things. Bring me up to your girlfriend.
That's worth all of it.
Let me just show you a few things. We'll use her as a demonstration subject, and it'll work out just fine.
Oh, now that would be amazing. Absolutely, absolutely. Well, and then, David, I know you're on the line as well, and I'm excited about your event. Do you have any last words that you want to say about your event that's coming up here in a few days?
I definitely want to recommend that men bring their girlfriend to Mark, and Mark will demonstrate those things, but don't be concerned about that, because in his secret ways, what he's going to do, he's going to end up linking all that stuff to you. You may not even know it, but she won't be able to help but respond to you because of what Mark has done to her. I am really excited about Mark talking about being comfortable with power. Wow, that was one of the most important things that Mark taught me. And being comfortable wielding power. It's actually what women want you to do. So very true. I'm just so honored that Mark will be speaking there, and I'm really looking forward to his talk. I appreciate you talking tonight, Mark.
Sure. So, when come the weekend, it'll seem like you can't shut me up.
Groovy.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you for everything and everyone being on the call tonight. And I want to end on time because it is quite late in some areas of the country. Mark, we know I appreciate you being on this call so late. So go back to your wife. I know she's waiting for you. And everyone on the call, thanks for being on the call this evening. We hope to see you in Las Vegas with your girlfriend that comes for free. And the URL is masterful-lover.com/LasVegas. We look forward to seeing you there. Good night, everyone.